Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Monday, November 20th. 28 premature babies have been transported by ambulance through the Rafah crossing to hospitals in Egypt. That's according to CNN journalists on the ground, as the Palestinian Red Crescent Society says the babies originally came from the neonatal unit at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital, which became a flashpoint in Israel's bombardment of the enclave. Four mothers and six nurses also accompanied the children. Israel's military has occupied the hospital since last week and alleges it was being used by Hamas as a command center. But Hamas and hospital officials have denied that. This doctor at a different hospital near the Rafah crossing explains why the babies were moved.
For now, they are in a difficult, stable condition. But this condition might deteriorate, especially given that we might run out of electricity at any time now, as long as fuel doesn't get into Gaza.
As the conflict continues, details have come out about a draft deal to secure the initial release of about 50 hostages held by Hamas. That's according to two sources familiar with negotiations, who say that includes a 4 to 5 day pause in fighting. Former President Donald Trump will be testing the limits of his free speech rights this morning in a high-stakes court hearing over a gag order. He'll be arguing in a D.C. appeals court that a gag order placed on him in his federal election subversion criminal case is not constitutional. Trump's lawyers say the order violates his First Amendment rights and that it also gives no consideration to the same rights of his audience to receive and listen to his speech. But legal experts have doubts about that argument, with one professor from George Washington University Law School saying the appeal is meritless. The order from District Judge Tanya Chutkan restricts Trump's ability to publicly target court personnel, potential witnesses, or Special Counsel Jack Smith and his staff. Prosecutors argue that any attacks like that could put some people close to the case in danger. The Earth's average temperature briefly rose above the threshold that could have catastrophic and irreversible impacts on our planet and its ecosystems. The EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service says preliminary data shows that global average temperatures on Friday spiked more than 2 degrees Celsius hotter than levels before industrialization. Now, 2 degrees may not sound like a lot, and it was only briefly, but scientists say it's a symptom of a planet getting steadily hotter because of our reliance on fossil fuels, and moving towards a longer-term situation where climate crisis impacts will be difficult, and in some cases, impossible to reverse. United Auto Workers members at Ford and Stellantis have ratified their labor deals, ending concerns that strikes could resume. And there were worries about that happening after union members approved a similar deal with GM, but only by 55%. While support for these three deals was weaker than any other recent high-profile labor contracts, the head of the UAW had earlier said the value of the deals could not be underestimated.
Over the 44 days we were on strike, Stellantis more than doubled the total value of the proposals they had on the table. At Stellantis, we not only secured a record contract, we have begun to turn the tide on the war on the American working class.
Strikers at all Ford, Stellantis, and GM plants and facilities had already returned to work weeks ago when their respective tentative agreements were reached. How much would you spend on a rare bottle of whiskey? We'll tell you how much one went for at auction this weekend, next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A bottle of what's called the world's most sought-after Scotch whiskey has sold for a staggering $2.7 million. It's a Macallan 1926, for those of you who know your whiskies, and sold in an auction at Sotheby's in London this weekend. The auction house says it's the oldest Macallan vintage ever produced, and has also set a new record for how much any bottle of spirit or wine has ever sold for at auction. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.